Well, here we are again on this fine Monday. And if you listen to me at all or have listened to Judy and Local Matters on Monday, you know that I think every Monday is fine because we get to visit with all of you folks out there in radio land. And I have someone who is a bigger talker than me in the studio today. And I'm so glad, my friend, Diane Callahan.
Hello, Judy, my friend.
How are you, sweet pea?
I'm awesome.
Good. You always have a sweet smile on your face, and that's probably due to the fact that you were born and raised where the hilltops kiss the sky.
Yes, on the hills of Monterey, Tennessee. I'm so proud. Graduate of Monterey High School.
Indeed. You didn't go far, though.
No, I didn't. Just down about 11 miles down the mountain.
Your sweet mom and dad lived up there and raised you up, and your brother.
Still have my best friend, Judy, since second grade, Sue Cox. And right now, I'm living up there in Monterey right now. I don't know if you know that, but my mom passed away in May, and I'm living with my dad, who's on hospice, who's the best man in the whole wide world. And go to church, my old church, set by dad's sister and by my best friend. So I've kind of gone back
That's
to my
okay.
roots.
Creating memories that will be precious, as the song says, precious memories, how
Absolutely.
They linger. Absolutely. Nothing like them. But I'm delighted to have you here with me today, Diane. You have stayed in the Upper Cumberland area, which is a fine place to stay, in my opinion. As most people know, I was born and raised here in Cookeville, but I left all of a year and decided to come back.
We're glad.
See, well, thank you. You didn't even leave, really.
Well, I did.
Oh, yes.
When I was married, we lived in Washington for a while and Fort Hood, Texas for a couple of years. And I also lived in Nashville for about a year.
Well, see, I didn't know that about you.
Oh, yeah. I worked at National Life Insurance back in the 70s. In Nashville, drove
from
Madison.
The Bat Building. It's now the Bat Building, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the same building?
Yes. Drove from Madison every day, downtown, a little girl from Monterey, just, you know,
in
making
big
my
city.
Way in the big city.
That's great. Yeah, that's great. Now, I know if anybody knows you, and a lot of people know you because, you know, your position, your job, put you out there in the public eye a lot. You are with the Putnam County Chamber of Commerce. I know you're over membership, but I don't know what your title is.
Yes. I have a great big old title.
Really?
Let me tell you, the title doesn't matter. I have the best job in Cookeville because my job is to take care of our members. We wouldn't have a chamber without them, and to get more members. And we just reached last year a milestone of 1,000 members in our chamber.
That's
which
great.
Is a huge thing. So the more the merrier. And my title is VP of Organizational Development. I can't even say it. I just like to say I'm the voice for our members and making their experience and better at the chamber and hoping they get a good return on their investment.
Okay, so there's a fee involved to be a member.
Yes.
And if anyone is interested, they call the Putnam County Cookeville. I don't understand why they call it the Putnam County / Cookeville. Why isn't it the Putnam County Chamber of Commerce?
Yeah.
Why is Cookeville put in there?
Yeah.
I love Cookeville, don't get me wrong.
I know.
But there's Baxter, there's Monterey, there's all good.
Yeah. And that is interesting. I'm going to say a little hint.
Okay.
That someday there is some thoughts about involving, although we do involve all good Baxter and Monterey, we want to make them more apart and give them more of their own voice. That's all I'm going to say today. But to answer your question, Cookeville Putnam County Chamber of Commerce, I think probably just because Cookeville's the hub.
Okay.
And
it's the bigger of the four.
Yeah,
maybe.
We reach out to them, but I'm just going to say in the future, we hope to be doing more of that.
That's great. That's great. Absolutely. And there's Putnam County is just a fine place to live. And
it's best, Judy. I love to travel, but there's no place like home. We live in a beautiful area of Tennessee, and Tennessee is beautiful. And hey, the weather changes every day.
You just, boy, isn't that the truth?
You never
you're
get
down
bored
below
with the
zero,
weather.
And then you're in a pair of shorts the next day.
No.
Yeah, but that's what makes it fun and interesting. Talking today with Diane Callahan, who is a very prominent community person here in this area, and we're delighted she is with us today. I know that growing up in Monterey, you have many interests. And like I said, you have a public persona, and you have a private persona. I know you have had your own little business there for a while.
I still do.
Still do. And I know you, not to promote any certain thing, but I do know that you drove a pink car for a while.
I had five different ones.
Five different pink cars. And you ladies ought to know who drives the pink car.
Well, mine were actually red.
Oh, that's Mary Kay
Cosmetics.
They didn't
turn pink. But anyway.
I'll just say it. It's Mary Kay Cosmetics.
Pink's a key word, yeah.
Yeah, and but I know you do still.
Yes.
Not quite as much as you used to, I don't suppose.
No.
Because
I'm pretty busy.
You're a busy gal with your parents having been in your mom in ill health, and now your dad also. And but you'll never regret what you're doing.
No,
so
never.
And I think people, you know, we reach a certain age when we realize that, hey. Just to be perfectly blunt, if, you know, I wore my diapers and they took care of me, and if they have to do the same, then we'll take care of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
And shame on you if you don't.
Yeah, and then maybe it'll come back to us and somebody will take care of us.
Let's hope. I need to clarify something here before I get myself in trouble. That's not to say that you can do your very best to take care of your parents or your aunts and uncles or whoever.
Right.
But there does come a time where, depending on the health of those individuals, that you can't do it anymore.
Absolutely.
You have to have help, whether it's a nursing facility, an assisted living home. So nobody gets upset and gets their selves all upset thinking that shouldn't happen.
I want to add this. My dad's at home, and of course he wants to pass away at home, and we want him to. My mother ended up passing away in Monterey at the nursing home, and people never want to be in a nursing home, but let me give a shout out. Those nurses were great in Monterey, and I got a whole new perspective of what they do, the care they give, standing stone. I think it's Standing Stone Rehab Center and nursing home, whatever. But it bothered me because, like so many parents or elderly people, say, promise me I'll never be in a nursing home. And it bothered me so badly when my mother passed away and was in the nursing home that I went to talk to the lady who was over the Alzheimer's because mom got some dementia. Told her how troubled. She said, wouldn't it be nice if your parents would say to you, I trust you. You'll do what you have to do when you have to do it, and you will give me excellent care to take away the guilt. That was a lesson for me.
I had the same lesson.
Okay.
So you've told your son and daughter, I know this. I told my son and daughter, I know you don't want to have to put me or your daddy in a facility,
right,
whether it be a nursing home or whatever, or move me into your home or whatever, but it's okay.
Yes.
If it comes to that, don't feel guilty.
Yes.
I had to do that same
That's
experience
so good.
With my mother.
It was a lesson.
It
for
is.
Me, a life
and nobody
lesson.
Wants to go to a nursing home or some place similar to that. You just don't want to. However, there does come a time. You're still caring for them. I spent many days. Had a friend in Knoxville whose mother had been in a nursing facility for many, many years. And he told me one day I was struggling so with the guilt. And he said, because we had tried to keep her at home and all that until we just couldn't. And he said, let me tell you what you need to do. So you need to go out on your back porch at night and cry and scream and pray. And I said, oh, come on, Holland. His name was Holland. I said, come on now, Holland. My neighbors think I'm crazy anyway. If I do that, they'll know I am. But he said, no, I'm serious. So I took him up on it those first few months that Mother was in a facility here in Cookeville. And I would get in my car and drive home from there. Boy, was there a lot of crying and screaming and praying to God, you know, and it finally the guilt began to go away because and Mother never knew where she was. And she'd say, where am I? And I'd say, she had dementia. And I'd say, well, you know, Mom, you're in a hospital that helps. She said, that's right. I need help, don't I? And I said, that's right.
Yeah.
So for folks out there, you never know what you're going to talk about on Judy's show.
It's good,
But that's a good thing to talk about, Diane. And thanks for sharing that with our audience today. And I didn't know you were living in back in Monterey, where your roots are, with your dad. And I will say hi to him. And hello, Mr. England. How are you doing, buddy? We send prayers for you.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so welcome. And now let's talk about what Diane does when she's not selling Mary Kay, or when she's not. I don't even know if you have some free time. What do you do as a hobby?
I don't have free time right now, but what I love to do is I love to go walking around the neighborhood, around Cane Creek. I have behind my house the new walk-in, you know, the rail that comes from the depot and goes to August.
Rails
and
trails.
That's right behind my house. Mm-hmm. So I have that. I enjoy that. I love to read. I love to read real life stories, autobiographies, biographies, people's lives. Everybody has a story. I find those so interesting.
Absolutely. Talking today with Diane Callahan. We're going to talk a little bit more about true stories when we come back with Diane Callahan.
What's so important about shopping with locally owned businesses?
When you shop local, your hard-earned dollars stay here in the community, helping to benefit your friends and neighbors, local schools, roads, and all aspects of community life.
But what happens to my money if I spend it online or at a national chain store?
In most cases, the profits go far away, out of state, corporate headquarters, or even overseas.
It doesn't take any extra effort to shop local. OfficeMart on South Jefferson and Cookeville is your locally owned office furniture and supply store. For over 35 years, they've been proud to serve businesses in the Upper Cumberland with quality and value. You get real customer service too. And unlike shopping online, you can actually see and try out the large inventory of office furniture in their showroom. And when it's delivered, it's not a box on your step. They're glad to install and set up everything. OfficeMart. There's no other locally owned office store in the region. South Jefferson Avenue across from Hardee's. Shop local at OfficeMart.
We're speaking with Diane Callahan this afternoon, and thanks for supporting our sponsor and sponsors and all that good stuff. Diane, you were talking before we broke about walking. You enjoy walking, and you've got a pretty place to walk there in Monterey presently. And so anyway, and you like to read, and I love to read. Used to when I was working full time and was busier than a one-armed paper hanger, as I used to say, you don't really have enough time to read. And I read so many documents during the day, but now I have time. I used to just kind of like during the Christmas vacation time, not that I got any vacation, nor do you, but you could do a little bit of reading, perhaps. You had a few days there. But someone who has, as a matter of fact, it was my debut show when Peggy Adams Fragopoulos was in here, and I know you know Peggy. Peggy has just written her book called Voice Tracks.
Yes.
Took me 2 days to read it, and it's a small book. I could have read it in one day.
Yeah.
Easy. But it's set in Middle Tennessee, and I finished it last night. I sent her a text, and I said, I have thoroughly enjoyed this. She talks about things that are so Middle Tennessee. She talks about Cookeville. She talks about different businesses in the area. And there's a great plot line. And I wrote her, I says, you and I need to get together and have a cup of hot water. She drinks hot water for a health reason, and I've started doing it, and I'm going to swear by it now. That you got to drink 2 cups of hot water every day.
Yeah.
Anyway, she does that. And it's just, if you know her at all, and you know Middle Tennessee, of all people, you know Middleton. Right. You're going to know everything she talks about, from the flora and the fauna to the topography to just, it's just a good read.
Now, where can I get the book?
Voice Tracks. You can go on Amazon. I don't know.
Is anybody carrying it here?
I would think so. Yeah. Or you could call her and she probably has some of her own. But I think
that's what I'll do, because she wrote a devotional. Did you read it?
Yes, she did. No, I haven't read it yet.
I have it, and I just got it from her. But Judy, let me say, I put you and Peggy in a category together. Because both of you, I like to fall on your tracks. I like to fall on your tracks. You're just, you're standouts. You have the traits I admire so much. I guess I'm just a wannabe.
No, you're not here. No more about Judy.
But I have journaled for 30-something years. I have stacks of journal about details of everything that I experience.
Need to write a book.
Everybody tells me that. And at work this year, the books I got, the blank books I got from granddaughter to coworkers to everybody. And one coworker in particular said, Diane, you've got to write the book. You've got too much information that you have written all these years. But anyway, back to you and Peggy. I cannot wait to get that book. I am going to read it. She's traveled the world. She's an interesting person. You and your drama and your Aunt Maddie and all that, you know, I love it.
Thank you, Diane. But I have to say that if you're going to put Peggy and I in, you know, we graduated together.
Didn't even know that.
I know her nickname. I call her that sometimes.
Okay, you'll have to tell me later.
She was called in high school. She about kills me when I do it. But so I loved funny. It. I had a nickname too. But anyway, you're right up there with us. You're not following in anybody's footsteps. You're one of a kind yourself.
Thank you.
And that's why you're on my program.
Thank you. And I'm glad I am.
But you do need to write a book.
Yeah.
You know, I don't, it's some people say, well, I'm not a writer. Well, I'm not a writer either. I hate to write, but I've had people say to me, you need to write a book. And I would say, well, I'll write a book from Aunt Maddie's perspective.
That'd be great. And I was going to ask you if you've thought about it.
Yeah, and that's all it'll ever be, is a thought, because I don't intend to write a book. Diane Callahan talking with one of a kind today here this fine Monday afternoon. And you're the one that needs to write the book. And it's the kind of books that talk about it may not be a worldwide reading book, but people in the Upper Cumberland, as much history and acquaintances as you have, that'd be a great thing to do. So you need to just set aside a few years and just tackle it, and just stay right up there in Monterey when your dad goes to meet your sweet mom in heaven.
Right.
Stay right there in that house and write those books. Yeah. Well, I've said my piece now. There you go.
Okay, thank you. Encourage me. I think I will.
I think you need to, Diane. I really do.
Yeah, I do too.
If you've journaled, you know, I used to teach English way back a long time ago when my hair was brown. And it doesn't matter. I mean, grammatically, yes, it matters.
Right.
But, you know,
there's
you don't
all
have
kinds
to be a great writer. You don't have to be.
It's not about that.
No, it's the kind of book you're talking about is the kind of book that people would enjoy. It's strictly for enjoyment, and it provokes thought and memories and all kind of
things. That's it.
That's what you need to do that.
Yeah.
You just you're thinking of it, and I will encourage you every time I see you here on out. And I may just text you one day, and I said, it's time to start the book.
Thank you.
To start the book.
I appreciate it.
And I really do mean that. But, well, that's my cup of tea. It may not be everybody's, but, you know, shame on you. Because you ought to celebrate your heritage.
So blessed. Our heritage. So, you know, I work at trying not to get too sentimental when I think about the blessings of my life, where I grew up, my parents, my friends. Cookeville, Tennessee. I try. Sometimes it just kind of washes over you, and I think don't get too sentimental. Just celebrate it and go out and be happy and make more memories today.
Yeah.
You know, because
some people wonderful. That's right. And some people think, oh, they're so sappy. Well, turn it to another radio channel is all I know to say. No, don't really do that. I don't want you to do that. Sappy's okay.
Sappy is okay. Some people are just hiding their sappiness.
That's right.
And they don't out with it.
We're in your face with it sometimes. Oh, well, that's our generation, perhaps my generation, because
yes.
I'm older than you. But anyway, never put down your heritage, because
no.
If it wasn't for the ones before us, you wouldn't be here.
Can I add something?
Absolutely.
Many years ago, when I was living in Texas with my ex-husband, my mom and dad were coming to see us. They had car trouble, and we ended up meeting them in Arkansas Hot Springs, where they have the springs and all.
Exactly.
That. But I will never forget how this impressed me. Here we were in, you know, Hot Springs, Arkansas, and my mom from Monterey, and the people that we were in a restaurant or something, where they were asking, "Where are you all from?" And a lot of times, even now, if I'm with a group of people and we're somewhere, they'll say, oh, Middle Tennessee, or 100 miles east of Nashville or something. But I'll never forget how my mom said to that person, like they should know, I am from Monterey, Tennessee. No apologies, no what it's close to, no anything. I am from Monterey, Tennessee. I'll never forget that.
Good for your sweet little mama. That's, and by the way, you're looking like her the older you get.
I hear that a lot, too.
I'm sure you do. And she was such a precious little thing. Anyway, you know, that's, we've got a minute and I talk too much. They tell me to quit talking so much and let my guests talk. But being proud of where you're from, I learned a hard lesson one time. I was in New York, used to go on theater tours a lot.
Yeah.
And, we were going to see Nancy Marchand. She used to be on television on Lou Grant.
Yes.
And
yes.
Big, tall, blonde-headed woman.
Yes.
Well, she had a one-woman show off-Broadway at the time. And so it was a Sunday afternoon, and we'd already been to a matinee, and we were going to her show that night, and it was so bitterly cold that night that we went into a bar, but just to get warm, and the smoke was horrible. I couldn't stand it, so I go back outside. I'd rather be cold as, you know, the smoke was, I'm allergic to that kind of thing. So anyway, I'm outside, and I run into this very tall, thin woman. I mean, I literally run right into her.
Oh, gosh.
And I look up at her. Had to look up at her. I said, and I just went blank. It was Nancy Marchand. And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. I said, and she says, who are you? And I said, oh, you don't. This is what I said. Talk about Podunk Judy. I said, oh, you don't know me. I'm from Cookeville, Tennessee. And she and she looked down at me and got tickled. And I said, would you give me your autograph? And she had nothing. I had nothing for her to sign except my date book. And I have a date book with her name across it.
Oh, I think that's so cool.
But, you know, I knew she wouldn't know where Cookeville, Tennessee. She probably didn't even know where Tennessee was. But, you know, bless your mama. Be proud of where you're from.
That's exactly right.
I don't care if they do call it Podunk. Then say, I'm from Podunk, Georgia, from Podunk, Tennessee.
And the other thing is accents. We all have an accent, and I know I have a country twang, and I'm proud of that, too. We need to have good grammar. We need to have good manners. But, hey, celebrate that accent. They're interesting. They're fun.
Exactly. Absolutely. You know, I did some summer work up in Michigan one year, and everybody wanted me to talk because I was so Southern.
Yes.
And I just, you know, I owned it. Once they teased me about it, man, I owned it and put it on thick as I could.
That's good, Judy.
Even worse than what I have normally. But anyway, you know, be proud. If you're from Joysy, then you're from Joysy.
That's it.
Be proud of it.
Makes life interesting, doesn't it?
Doesn't it make life interesting? What does Diane Callahan see for the future besides writing her book?
Well, right now, going through the death of my mother and taking care of my dad, I'm going to have to say, they joke me, friends, coworkers, about it being all about me. I really think I'm getting over me, and that feels really good. And I feel like a soldier. I feel like a servant. And that's what I want to do. And I'm more about putting other people out there. Thank God I got over me. That's where I'm at.
Diane, I want to thank you, dear, for sharing your heart, for sharing your some of your personal life with us, including your red cards from Mary Kay for all your hard
from
work.
From the paint company.
Yep, exactly. But thanks a bunch for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Just be sure to tune in next Monday at 5:30 for Local Matters with old Judy Duke.